So I'm here with Clive, the author of Coral Hair, Atomic Agent. This is a novel that's here at Baltimore Comic Con. And can you give me just a quick synopsis of what the book's about?
Sure. The book is a World War II spy thriller. It's about a Hawaiian girl who goes behind enemy lines to stop a Japanese atomic bomb project during World War II.
Now, this is a great historical fiction, and my question is, her character, is that based on anybody real?
No, she's actually a conglomerate of old World War II spies, including the White Mouse and a number of other well-known spies who fought in Europe, and some of members of the 442nd, who were Japanese Americans who fought in Europe during World War II, and a number of them actually fought in the China-Burma-India theater as spies and saboteurs. And this is all public knowledge. It was declassified by the CIA, and it's publicly available.
And so that comes as a surprise to myself and probably a lot of other people, considering that that people were interned at that time. So how did these people get selected to be part of this, if you know? Or, you know, was it secret at the time as well?
Are you referring to just the 442nd or like the covert operations?
Well, both. You know, again, considering that these people were being interned, you know, was it public knowledge that they were also fighting, you know, in the war?
It was public knowledge. The 442nd is one of the most high decorated units in U.S. military history. It's actually known as the Purple Heart Battalion because of the number of medals they received in that regard. Former Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye was actually a Medal of Honor recipient and fought in the unit for valor and bravery. And he's decorated for those actions.
And other than sounding like a great spy thriller, What are the big themes that you hope to get across with the book?
Well, one of the biggest themes in the book is what is the metaphor for water, or rather what water stands for in the book. The book is generally a tale about perseverance under great and difficult circumstances. It reflects the nature of the era. You know, they're called the greatest generation because all of these trials, tribulations, sacrifices that our forefathers have made. And those people had to grow up with both the Great Depression and World War II. So the entire theme of the book is about perseverance under those trying circumstances. And the character, she has to contend with the childhood fear of drowning, and it's one of the things that she failed during training. And so throughout the story, she encounters situations where she has to face her fear, and particularly the one where she's trapped on board a sinking U-boat, and it signifies her transition from childhood into adulthood, and that she eventually learns to overcome the difficulties in life, no matter what they may be, because that's what water signifies in the story, and she learns, eventually learns to overcome them. So if you read the last chapter, I'll have a special meaning for you.
So finally, you were telling me before about how different units have reviewed this, and a professor has reviewed this for historical accuracy. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Well, sure. One part of the book was inspired by my old American history professor from College Park, and his name is Dr. Franklin Odo. He is actually a former Smithsonian director, and he actually reviewed my book and stated that it contained very few historical errors, and he also grew up at the time. And I'm also associate of Terry Shima, who is actually a surviving member of the 442nd, and his organization, the Japanese American Veterans Association, also reviewed my book and gave it quite considerable praise. So I'm very honored to have to be associated with these individuals.
Thank you so much for talking with me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.